All right, look, I want to tell you today about an absolute glorious miracle. Now, the greatest of all is the day we found Jesus as Lord and Savior of our lives. But I want you to turn over, if you'll go with me here, to Psalms 139. I'm just going to read a portion of this because it's going to tie right in with what we're doing today. By the way, I want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving. Have a good and happy Thanksgiving with your family and friends. And give thanks to God for all he has given to his precious people and to us and our families. All right, let's look at Psalms 139. I'm reading from the New King James all the way through. And if I change that, and I may change it at the end, I'll let you know. But let's look at Psalms 139. Look at verse 13. Let me tell you something. You ladies that, well, you just had children. Some of you just had them, like Sal and Adriana. Okay? So some of them are a little older now. But you remember? You remember what it was like? And we all remember, ladies. We remember that prenatal care. We had to start going to the doctor just as soon as you got pregnant for that prenatal care so they could take care of you. But let me take you a little farther than that. And if you don't mind, let me get personal right here for just a moment. My husband, he always had cattle dogs because we lived on a cattle ranch. That would make sense. And so the cattle dogs would help him herd the cows around. And the cowboys that were up there on the ranch herding, doing whatever they were doing. And so he had these cattle dogs, and they would have puppies. And I was never a dog lover, cat lover. Now I like horses. I like the big animals, cows and horses especially. But, so he would have these little cattle dogs, you know, and there were rattlesnakes all around Success Valley up there. And my little girls loved those little dogs, and they would bring them into the house, and the mother would just not want them to leave her side. And I would think about that old cattle dog, you know, and I would think, okay, she has no idea. She thinks that she's taking care of those puppies, that they are hers. And they were. But she had no idea that she had a rancher that was really looking out for her and those dogs. I mean, he was the big deal. Rick was the big deal. Not her, but she thought she was. But she did do good. You know, she fed them, nourished them. All right, so here's what I saw here in Psalms 139, verse 13. Oh, the sweet David, I believe this psalm was in one of the top 10, probably of his writings. Look at this. I'll just skip down to verse 13. For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works. Look at this part. And that my soul knows very well. Oh, I love that part. I love it. There's something in us, you guys. There's just something on the inside of us. We don't know much about how our bodies function. Ecclesiastes, I think it was chapter 11, verse 5. This says, you guys don't know how the wind blows. And he goes a bit farther and says, and I can tell you right now, you don't know how the bones grow in the mother's womb. You girls were carrying that baby. You were getting prenatal care. You were taking care of it. You were eating the right foods. You were doing everything you could. But there was something inside you. And even now, you know good and well, when something happens to you, you're sick or something happens, you've got a feeling your soul knows very well that you have somebody else above you that's taking care of you. Don't you? Don't you know that? Don't you feel that at times? I mean, you just feel it. Ah, like there's more to this than meets the eye. And that's even things that you go through. And he says, that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, and that my soul knows very well. I love that. Verse 15, oh, my frame, it was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Ladies, he calls your womb the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance. What substance? That's like that little embryo. Okay, but then it goes farther than the embryo. Look at this. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed. I had no eyes. I didn't have hands. You saw it. Woo. And in your book, they were all written. The days fashioned for me when as yet there were none of them. Isn't that awesome? My little Parker turned 8 years old today. Big deal. Big deal. Man, it just seems like November 19th. Never going to get here for him. Everybody else in the family had birthdays but Parker. And it finally gets here. And I was talking to him this morning and I said, Parker, think about this. Eight years ago and a day. You weren't even here yet. What, Nana? No, no, no. You weren't even here. You were going to be here someday, but you weren't here. Think about it, church. You're sitting here today. We're all sitting here. This is about all of us, not just the babies. We're all fearfully and wonderfully made. And these people want to talk about abortion. Are you kidding me? He said, I knew you when you were just substance. And what does... We could take it a bit farther. I mean, we could just go all over with this thing. What does Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 say? Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Now, your baby was just substance. Adriana was just substance. And now it's something. It's a little girl named Ava. Now, it went from nothing to substance. And he fashioned it all up. Just too much to talk about, church. This is just too big for me. Just too big for me. He said, man, you just covered me in my mama's womb. You just put me in that little sack. You covered me with water. You protected me. Oh, I praise you for all that. Okay, I think I'm just going to have to leave that there. I'm going to let you all read it, okay? Because I want to really use this time to dedicate these little angels. By the way, okay, I'm probably going to be all over the place right now. But do you guys remember? You remember, and you young parents, as your babies get to be, when they start talking at 3 years old, they start telling you things that will woo you. It's almost as if they were in the presence of the Lord. And you know what? I want to venture to say they were. Where were we before we got down here? We were in his presence. He said, I knew you before I put you in your mother's womb. I know he used the man and woman to come together intimately. But he said, I was all apart. And it really is a big deal. And he said, I framed you. I framed you. You were not hidden. You were not hidden from me. Okay, so it just comes together in such a wonderful miracle. I heard Siegel on Fox News the other day, and I love that doctor. He's up in years now, and he said that the human eye, he said it is more complex than a TV camera. Now, see, we don't understand TV cameras, but he does. He said it's more complex than your TV is. And he said the color in our eyes is more, more clear and plain and more colorful than your TV is, the greatest of TVs. You go over there to Target or some TV store, and they've got all these TVs, and they're like, oh, look at that water. I remember the first time Dee and Roman came in my house, and I had moved down from the ranch, and I had this big old TV. Remember when they were real popular, the big screen? We call them big screen. And you had to sit right in front of it, because if you sat over there, it was all cloudy. And then so over the years, I'm on the road all these years. So I didn't pay much attention. I never even watched TV. She was young. We were busy. And Roman came in and he says, "Pastor, why is that TV orange?" I said, "Well, Roman, it's not orange." "Oh, no." He said, "Where's the color?" I said, it's right there." He said, "No, it's all orange." "You watch that thing?" And I said, "Not much." He said, "Well, you shouldn't." So they got rid of it. I don't know what he did, but they probably took it to the dump. And they bought me another one. And oh, my goodness, you guys. I looked at that TV. It was so amazing. Listen, I started watching basketball games. I don't know if I told you. But the basketball floor, what do you call the floor? Huh? The court. It was shiny. I mean, you could see those boys' shadows. You could see the reflection of the floor. And then when it got up close to him, Mike, got up close to him, guess what? You could see their beards, individual black hair beard. Like, "You guys, Sarah and David, you have to come over here. You have to come. Man, look, you could see the reflection in the floor." Oh, man, I love that TV. Oh, I didn't mean to get off on all that. I told you I'd get scattered because it's just too much this morning. But the doctor said that our eyes are more complex than that. He didn't even want to talk about the brain and the function of the brain. I know some have more than others. But whatever it is, it functions. And it's a big deal with God. And then the blood system, you know, the blood cells are amazing. Remember when we were going through COVID? Of course you do. And we're going through COVID and now they start wanting us to take the vaccine. And then they said, "Look, you know, we started hearing about the antibodies." Man, we got really acquainted with antibodies. Okay, well, you had COVID twice and you had a bad case, so your antibodies are just... they're stronger than the vax. Well, then, dude, I'm not getting the vax. Because my antibodies are up. They're strong. They're upbeat. I mean, they just go after it. And they acknowledge there's an alien in your body. So the next time it tries to come back on you, then your antibodies say, "I recognize you. No, you're not coming back." And so the bacteria, we have good bacteria that fights the bad, you know all that. And so there's just so much that God put in us. And just the blood and the way it works and the heart function and the lungs, breathing in and out. I mean, we don't even think about it. We don't even think about these things. And it had to be a part of why David said, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. All right. In just a few minutes, I'm going to bring these sweet people up here, and we're going to show you a few of these awesome little miracles. Now, you're one, and I'm one, and the person sitting next to you, they're a total miracle. Just that we're alive today. Because everything that is alive has to fight for life. Did you know that? That's why God gave us these little cells and this good bacteria, because something's always trying to take us down. A cold, a flu, a virus, something's always trying to get you. And so we need this good bacteria. A rock, you know, this little bottle right here, a rock. It doesn't have to do anything to survive. Nothing. It just has to be. But you and I, it's this constant warfare because we're living. Always. The grass has to fight. My lawn man came the other day, said, "Hey, I'm going to turn your water off." I said, "Well, okay, I think it's supposed to rain, kind of coming into that season." But I see the grass was fighting for water because it's starting to get dead in some places already. And so everything that's living fights. And can I go a bit farther to tell you, your marriage, it's alive. If your marriage is alive, there will be a war for it. So you need, your marriage needs to be immune. And it needs to be built up and strengthened. Your finances, if your finances are alive, they'll be sought after. they will be fought. Satan will fight your finances. Your children are growing up. We're dedicating them today. This is a good thing. But guess what? They're alive. And the devil will fight them, try to get them the wrong friends at school. He'll try to give them sickness, disease, whatever he can do, you know. But God says, I've built you up. You stay with me. All right. He says, oh, the days that you fashioned for me, Lord, you wrote them in a book before I ever got here. All right. Here's the reason I want to make a big deal out of this today. Because we have Mother's Day. We have Father's Day. We have Grandparents' Day. But we don't have Children's Day, I don't think. We have Baby Day. So I declare this day today, Children's Day. This is Children's Day. It's all going to be about our babies. Hallelujah. Now, you say, do we have a biblical model? Yes, if you will. I don't know if I gave. Kathy, I thought you were going to be going to South Carolina this morning. Anyway, Luke 2:21. Don't let me get off here. Luke 2:21. Here's the biblical model. Here's why we do what we do. We don't baptize babies. I've never seen that in the Word, not in our Bible. But we dedicate them. Why? Because Jesus was dedicated. Here's the biblical model. Because Jesus' parents did the same thing we're about to do. They took him to the temple. And there was a priest in there named Simeon. And he's the one that dedicated the baby. Listen, I am highly honored to be able to do this today. So look at, let's just look briefly at Luke chapter 2, verse 21. And when 8 days were completed for the circumcision of the child, his name is called Jesus. That's 21, I'm sorry. Let's read verse 22. Now when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were completed, they, Mary and Joseph, they brought him, Jesus, to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. So that's what you're doing today, parents. You're bringing the baby to present it to the Lord. Verse 25 says, and behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And God told him, he said, I'm going to leave you here until you see the salvation of Israel, which was Jesus himself, the baby. Now, they dedicated him. And here's what I want you to see. And here's what I declare is going to happen to your babies. Look at verse 39 and 40. Same chapter, 39 and 40. So when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee to their own city, Nazareth. Maybe you're just so proud of your children and you're wondering why they accomplished so much. You dedicated them to God one day. And look at this verse 40. And the child grew and became strong in spirit and filled with wisdom. And the grace of God was upon him. That's what happened to Jesus after he was dedicated. Amen. Now, let me read to you the word of the Lord out of Deuteronomy chapter 6. 6 and 7. I want you to hear this. I'm reading this out of the New Living Bible. And you must, listen, you must commit yourselves wholeheartedly to these commands that I'm giving you today. Repeat them again and again to your children. Talk about them when you were at home and when you were on the road and when you were going to bed and when you were getting up. You say, well, that sounds a little radical. No, I'm just telling you, it's an amazing thing. You can pass it into your children. We are commanded to do that. Psalms 127, 3 and 4. Oh, listen to this. Listen. Behold, children are a heritage. That means a legacy from the Lord. They are our heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. Mothers, put your hand on your stomach where your womb would be and say, blessed is the fruit of my womb, my heritage, my children, our legacy. Amen. So, with that said, I'm going to call some parents up. I'll call you by name. And when I call you by name, gentlemen, I need you to move this back here for me. I want it to go all the way back so I can have room for the families. But first, I just want the parents that I call to come in the order that I call you. And we're going to call. The first or the latest baby that was born just recently, and that is Sal and Adriana's little Ava. So Sal and Adriana Perez, I want you to come and bring little Ava and stand right here, front and center, facing the congregation for just a couple of minutes. Okay, now they're starting in. See, I thought they would start in later. Right here, Brother Sal. You guys will just be right here, please. Look at that little Ava, would you? Come on and welcome Sal and Adriana Perez. Now, the ones that have been with us the longest, I would say, is Reyes and Faith Jimenez. Would you all come, Faith and Reyes? With your little Elena, she's 2 years old. Woo, look at that pretty dress she has on. Now, Sal and Adriana, little Ava, is 3 months and 2 days. In 2 days, she'll be 3 months old. All right, if you can move over here just a little bit. And come on. And this is Reyes. Hi there. He always calls me Grandma. Pastor Grandma? Faith, I remember, honey, when you were just a little girl here in the church. You came here when you were 7. You grew up and found this handsome guy working at the post office, and it's history. And they got little Reyes. We already dedicated you, huh, Reyes? Uh-huh. And so now look at that Elena. Man, she's got dimples all over the place. But you're not seeing them because you're looking at that beautiful dress. All right, brother, come over here. We've got a whole bunch more to go. Brother S, step over here if you guys will stay close. There you go. Now I want Casey and Lizette Briones. I'm hoping I'm saying that last name right. Briones. They've got two, a girl and a boy. And little Victoria is 3 years old, and little Casey is 6 months. Again, this is the same story that I have with Faith. Lizette was here, and you watch these kids go through Super Church, Junior Church, Kids World. You watch them grow up, and they go into Youth Center, and it's unbelievable. And then they go and start driving a car. And then they start looking at other people and they get engaged. And I'm like, baby, you're not old enough yet. And they're not even old enough to drive the cars. And they start in and then they get married and then they have children. And then I dedicate the babies. Somebody's getting old around here, you guys. So I want you to meet right here, Lizette and Casey. How do I say your last name? So I'll get the right. Briones, that was good. All right, so this is little Victoria. They call her Tori. Isn't that cute? 3 years old. Casey is 6 months old. And we're going to dedicate them both. Miss Melva Sanchez, where are you? Melva, come on up here with our sweet Ava. Melva has been with us for the duration of the church. And I'll tell you guys, a grandparent is an amazing thing. And I don't use the word thing lightly. Grandma is here with little Ava. And I'll tell you what a blessing Miss Melva has been to her family. And so she's brought her little angel to the Lord today. 5 years old. Melva, God bless you, my sweet sister. We also have Victor and Elisa Martinez. Lisa, Alisa and Victor, where are you? Bring your little angels. Last but not least, come on, this is Adriana's brother, am I right? Oh, it's your sister. Look at that. All right. Ooh, he's got a bow tie on. Is this cute? So we have 7 little ones to bring to the Lord today. Isn't it awesome? Let me tell you, church, these people have come here today to absolutely pledge themselves before God, their families who are out there today, before this church, to say we're going to raise our children in a way that honors the Lord. All right, if you all will just turn around and face me for a minute, and the babies will be fascinated with my white hair, and then they'll be all right. They're like, where'd she come from? Parents, I want to tell you that your first responsibility, now that you're here and you've got that little family going, it's amazing the way God brings families together. Your parents had to meet somewhere to get you here. Your grandparents had to meet somewhere to get them here. Now here you are. You got these guys here, and they've got little companions somewhere in kindergarten or preschool. Unless Jesus comes back, they're little companions there. So pray for them too. But your first responsibility, I'll say to you today, is to love the Lord with all your heart, your mind, and your soul. That's your first responsibility. Your second is to love each other. Husband and wife, you love each other if you want to be an example to these precious little ones. You'll never be an example if you're fighting and fussing all the time. Loving God first, loving each other, and being an example to them. Third, your responsibility is to love these children, this little gift, this great heritage that the Lord gave you. You say, oh, that's easy. Well, they'll be grown up. They'll test you, but you still love them. And here's the thing I hope you'll always remember. You have to both love and discipline. If you have one without the other, you're going to raise some really strange little kids. Okay? Because if you love them, they're going to be totally, I mean, if all you do is love them, they're going to be totally out of control. If all you do is discipline them, then they're going to hide themselves, and they're either going to act out. I'm sorry, brother. Go help him over there, David. Maybe if a stranger stands over there. Yeah, just stand there. But listen, back over here with me. But if you discipline all the time, that baby's either going to go in a shell or they're going to act out. In fact, I saw that written on Facebook one time, and it was a very powerful thing. And you'll see it every time. All love or all discipline. But when they both come together, it's a beautiful, beautiful match. And number 4, take your children to church. I believe you'll do that. Take them to church. Don't send them. There's a lot of parents, as you grow up, they'll send their children to church, but not take them. And I want to compliment you guys today. You have created, think about this, you have created little human beings. These perfect little miracles that are all put together. They're all together lovely. God just put them together. You get the awesome responsibility to love them, to cherish them, to educate them, to raise them, do everything that you're going to do for God with them. Not forgetting they belong to him. They were his first, and he gave them to you to raise. But with that, I want to tell you, it passes very quickly, and old people always tell us that. It's going to pass quickly, but it does. So, grandparents, I want to tell you, families, moms, dads, siblings, aunts, uncles, godparents, you're just amazing. It's an amazing thing. So I'm going to ask the families, if you don't mind, some of you that want to come, would you come and stand behind your family here? Because we're getting ready to dedicate the babies to the Lord. Now, this part won't be, we'll do this quickly. The kids are getting ready to go. Yes, get some good pictures, please, Annette. Thank you. We got time, grandparents. Take your time. All of you that want to come, just gather in. You all need to stay facing me for just a minute. Look at them. See, some grandma's going to take them, or aunt and uncle, and all's going to be good. Hey, you. Hi, David. Should have brought a bottle, Mama. In just a second, yeah. Okay, is it okay if we anoint your baby with oil? It is a perfumed oil. That'll be all right. Just a very light touch, David, on your forehead, please. And thank you, grandparents, for being here. We bless you in the name of Jesus, for aunts and uncles, brothers and sisters, all who are here. We dedicate these precious little ones to the Lord. And I just wanted to give you guys some, I'll charge you with some things and a pledge, if it's your intention to present your baby to the Lord or your child to the Lord. And you pledge yourselves to bring up this child in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Please say, we do, or I do, whichever it is. Do you here today recognize your child as a gift from God and give heartfelt thanks for God's blessing to you? Do you here on this day dedicate your child to the Lord who gave him or her to you? Do you this day pledge as a parent that you will bring up your child in the discipline and the love and the instruction of the Lord? Do you today promise to give your child every possible benefit of home, education, and the church and the love of God? Do you promise? Do you hear this day ask God's blessing upon your child? Upon his life, her life, to guide, to guard, and direct your child through all of their years, as long as they shall live. I'm going to ask you all, congregation, I want you to stand with us now. First, I want to ask godparents, grandparents, aunts and uncles, and I want to ask the family. See, grandparents, we were sent here, and one day, you young people standing up here with these little ones, you'll be the grandparents. And you will remember what a blessing your mother and your daddy were. I go over to Lombardi School to pick up the kids, and I wait an hour and a half to get them so they don't have to wait. Now, their daddy's a different story. He would only wait 30 minutes and, whatever. But Grandma, I waited for an hour and a half. Me and I could get quiet, be with the Lord, whatever. But you know how many grandparents I saw over there picking up their kids? And for all of us, it was such an honor. We were honored. I talked to grandparents all the time. And we loved it. We loved it. And I want to tell you today, grandparents, oh, that's where I was going with you. How many of you grandparents, and if you do, I want you to say I do. You grandparents, aunts, uncles, siblings, do you promise before God and these sweet babies and your children, do you promise to always love them and be an example to them and help your children any way that you can help them raise their children in the admonition of the Lord? Do you promise? Congregation, how about you? These kids are going to remember you. If you grouch at them out in the hallway, you talk mean to them in super church, guess what? They're going to remember that when they grow up. I remember old brother so-and-so. I don't want them saying that. I don't care how rowdy they were. I mean, be kind. You're going to remember us one day. Do you promise, church? Now, after I've said all that mean stuff, do you all promise if you should be called on to help one of these young couples with their babies, do anything you can to help them, would you pray for them? Will you honor them with your prayers and think of them during the week? How many will say, I do? I will. Amen. So now, this is it, you guys. I'm almost done. Tell her. You're going to give her a cookie in a minute. All right, I want you all, you've anointed, they've been anointed. Lay your hands on your angel there. Lay your hands, and I want you all to say this with me. Would you say it with me? Dear Lord Jesus, say it out loud. I present my child, name the baby, please. I present my child to you, believing in your loving care and with the prayer that she or he will respond to the work of your Spirit, that they will always love you and they will trust you as Savior of their soul. I pray and dedicate them before you that you receive them. Because they belong to you, I dedicate my child to you, Lord. Amen. So, Father, that's it for us today. Lord, I pray for these families now that no sickness or no disease, principalities and powers and sickness that would like to come against them, we curse it and denounce it in Jesus' name. And we declare and decree health, wealth, blessing, and the best of friends as they start to school. Father, I pray that these young couples will always have a beautiful atmosphere of heaven in their home. I know we go through stuff, but let them present a good atmosphere in their home. Let them share in the joys and celebrate their babies. Lord, that the kids will grow up knowing mom and daddy love God, they loved each other, and they love me. So, Lord, we dedicate these angels today in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, Lord, I bless them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless them and keep them. Cause your face to shine upon them. Be gracious to them, Lord. Be gracious to them and keep them all of their days. Be gracious. Turn your countenance toward them and give them peace in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you guys. Make sure. Come on, give them a big hand clap. Now, Dee, come on up here, honey. Come quickly. Dee has a New Testament for you, for the baby, and a certificate. So, get that real quick.
Could I just have one parent just meet me right here in this corner, and I have them all in order, and I'll give them to you.
Well, here they are right here. Okay. All right, you guys, make sure you get it. And I want you all to have a seat for just a minute. And I want you to get a pen or write this down in your phone. I want you to write this scripture down. I'm not going to preach. I'm not going to talk anymore. Done. I want you to please write down. And if your loved one's up here, write it down for them. I want you to write down Job chapter 22. Verses 21 through 28. And I'm going to leave you with this. Because there's times coming ahead. We know we are in perilous times right now. And these young people, you know, sometimes children get wedged in between mom and dad. They'll come between them. Then you have issues going on. But mom and dad, you got to stay together in your discipline. You have to stay together in whatever, not just discipline, but in your order. If daddy, can I go over here? If daddy says no, mama got to say no. Okay? You don't come against each other. Talk it out or whatever it is. So I know you're going to have stuff. We all have it. And sometimes life, I'll just say most of the time life is not easy. We make it look easy sometimes. But that's because Jesus is good. I want you to see this. With me, Job 22, I'll read it, verses 21 through 28. Write it down so you'll know where to go. Now, acquaint yourself with him, with God, and be at peace. If you acquaint yourself with him, you'll be at peace. Therefore, what happens? Good will come to you. Receive, please, instruction from his mouth, and lay up his words in your heart. And if you return to the Almighty, you will be built up. You will remove iniquity far from your tent. See, I'm just dealing with this thing. I can't get rid of it. Well, reacquaint yourself with God. And he said, I'll help you with that. Lay up my words in your heart. Then, look at this. And then you will lay your gold in the dust. The gold of Ophir among the stones of the brook. Yes, the Almighty will be your gold. And your precious silver. For then you will have your delight in the Almighty. And lift up your face to God. And you will make your prayer to him and he will hear you. And you will pay your vows. And you will also declare a thing. And it will be established under you. So light will shine on all your ways. Somebody say, amen. Stand with me today. Let's be dismissed. And don't forget to pray for these sweet and brand new families and these angels. You've seen true miracles today. Father, thank you for this wonderful congregation today. I thank you for all of our beautiful babies and children, parents. Lord, we thank you for every parent in this room, not only those that dedicated babies, but the grandparents. Lord, I thank you for the grandparents. Thank you, Lord, for the aunts and uncles, the siblings. Thank you for the way you brought families together. And so, Lord, I pray that you go before us now. Bless us and keep us. Cause your beautiful face to shine upon us. Be gracious to us. Turn your beautiful countenance toward us and give us peace. And may everyone in this room that just heard that scripture acquaint themselves or reacquaint themselves with you and lay up words in your heart. That we might have plenty of gold and silver. He says, you'll have enough gold, it'll be like dust. Amen? Well, God bless you. Thank you for being here today. And I bless you all. Say hello to these families if you want to. Try to find somebody and bless them today.